Well, looky there. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are loading up at 800-636-1067 on a very scientific poll. Is Raising Cane's Dubs.
Oh, I thought we were comparing Cane's to Chick-fil-A.
I think that Cane's chicken is chunkier and juicier.
I've never had it, so.
In fact, I don't even think it's close. I'm kind of stunned.
I've never had it either. Maybe I need to try it. I need to try it to verify your claim.
All right. Let's go to D. Woods.
D. Woods has moved from D.C. to Atlanta, where Raising Cane's much more prevalent than it is here at this point.
All right, D, what do you say?
Hold on, Cakes. Don't try to skew the audience. Don't do that.
I'm just painting a picture. That's all I'm doing.
Can I tell you, I understand now why you guys argue with Drab all the time. He asked me the same question 100 times, like my answer was going to change, by the way. He just kept asking me the same question over and over.
What was he asking?
He's hammering you.
He couldn't believe. By the way, Cakes, do you get hungry on Sundays? Do you ever get hungry on Sundays?
It's happened, yes. That has happened.
Do you know when you can't go on Sundays? Chick-fil-A.
That's true.
Go there. Hey, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that.
By the way, no. Bickle, you're 100% right. I've never even had the sauce at Raising Cane's because it's so good. I get the chicken, and I devour it before I'm out of the drive-thru.
Right.
It's that good.
Isn't it chunkier and juicier?
It's way bigger. I don't know what... I don't know what Cake's son is talking about. Isn't this son like a doctor or something?
No, it's the other one.
This is my youngest son.
It's a different one.
This one might be a janitor.
he knows his way around some fast food. He's good. I trust his judgment.
Go ahead.
You got to go to Raising Cane's. It's a 10 out of 10.
Thank you. I consider him an expert.
We have a bunch of calls, but just so you know, there's also now our Scotty's Vodka Poll of the Day.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer, Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A? You can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
By the way, how do I drop? The drop thing's not even working. There you go. All right, let's go to Tim in D.C. Tim, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
What's happening, fellas? I don't even think it's close. Cane's is trash. It's like, if you like chicken with no seasonings, then go with Cane's.
Which one's chunkier?
This guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Which one's juicier?
I think Chick-fil-A is way better. I don't even think it's close. Like I said, if you just want to taste the meat with no seasonings, go to Cane's. If you want some seasoning, some salt, some pepper.
I like flavor. Yeah, you ever heard of flavor?
Yeah, the natural flavor. You don't need that.
So it's 1-1.
Yeah.
1-1.
No, I mean, he is right. There is more seasoning, I think, on Chick-fil-A.
That's usually what people like on fried chicken.
Also, right.
People also any like, sort of chicken.
People also just like chunky, juicy pieces of chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The unbelievable natural flavor,
yeah, the flavor of chicken.
You're doing exactly what D. Woods accused Drab of doing. You don't get the answer you like, and then you argue with the answer.
I'm not arguing.
With the guy.
I'm not arguing with anybody. I agree. There's more seasoning on Chick-fil-A.
Well, you know what you need to do is, when you go to Raising Cane's, bring your own seasoning.
If it's big, juicy chunks, that's why they have the great sauce.
If it's big, juicy chunks, bring your own salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Or Cajun.
Let's go to Rod.
Chick-fil-A up early in this poll.
Chick-fil-A killing Cane's.
Chick-fil-A I don't know. It's the most overrated place in history.
You're high and insane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I've been to both those Raising Cane's. I live in Bowie. The one in Bowie just opened. Mm-hmm. The one in Crofton. Mm-hmm. Raising Cane's is terrible. it's horrible.
I'm sure.
I think the comparison is not the right comparison because Chick-fil-A, like the sandwich, it's a sandwich. What you get at Raising Cane's is like a chicken finger. So I think a better comparison would compare it to like Royal Farms. And Royal Farms crushes Raising Cane's.
They do have world famous chicken at Royal Farms.
I like Royal Farms, but I get thighs. Yeah. You know, it's different. It's a little bit different. I do like Royal
Farms.
Hold
on. So you go to Raising Cane's, you order a chicken sandwich. They try to dupe you by sticking a chicken finger on the bun.
I've never ordered a sandwich.
That is very un-American.
What do you order? Just the nuggets? Or what do you order?
It's just their traditional order, I think. It's just like three or four long strips.
You should be prosecuted if you don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They got a nubs menu. They got like three things on their menu.
Yeah, it's not much.
What's the closest one to us, Drabby?
I think
there's definitely one
right by Dulles Mall.
Aren't they opening one in Georgetown soon, too? Or it might
they're
be open already?
They're opening up everywhere. Let's go to Justin.
And maybe they're going to be closing everywhere after because they suck.
The Chick-fil-A's are shuttering.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm sure they're worried.
I'm not saying that. Justin, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up,
Justin? Hey, buddy.
Hey, I live in Richmond. They're building a bunch of new ones down here in Richmond. It's not even close, like EB said. I mean, it's thick, juicy. I mean, Cane's chicken's way better than pretty much anything else. But you're right, the menu's pretty nubs. There's nothing on the menu.
Very limited.
It's very limited.
So the chicken's better. All right, so it's 2-2.
Yeah, but sometimes limited is better because you specialize.
That's okay. Yeah, it sounds like
Five Guys doesn't have a big menu.
No.
Right? And we know we used to be affiliated to some extent to Boston Market. Mm-hmm. I think Boston
Chicken Out,
yeah. Sorry, similar to Boston Market. Yeah, but Chicken Out, I think their downfall was when they started expanding the menu and all of a sudden
chains are dead. Good luck finding a Boston Market too.
It sounds like you need to combine Cane's thick and juicy chicken with the seasoning of Chick-fil-A. If you did that, you would have the perfect chicken.
Yep.
Junk, you know what? We need to start Junkie's Chicken. Combine the two.
Let's do it.
And we'd take over.
We can make millions.
I don't trust Drab with his hanging up on callers, by the way. I don't trust you.
Is he stacking the deck? Are you stacking the deck, Drab? Let's
you.
Go.
I don't care.
Just so you know, I don't trust you.
As long as you have a good connection.
I will say the early voting at Jux Radio, and that's only been up for 4 minutes.
72% filet.
Let me do a quick update. 138 votes, 77% Chick-fil-A.
Eric, go to 2 or 5, unscreened.
That's a beatdown.
Chicken.
That is.
You want me to?
Yeah, well, if you think I'm cheating.
Chicken.
I don't trust you. Let's go. Hey, what's up?
Chicken.
Who do you like better? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you like better?
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A, but big pause on all this discussion, man. Y'all are getting wild on this thick and juicy stuff, man. Big pause. Wow. But the wrong discussion, the king of sandwiches, KFC, for real.
KFC.
Mm-hmm. I love KFC. I just get original recipe.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I was there 3 days ago.
Yeah. I go to all these places all the time.
You're obsessed with chicken
thighs. There's one right, like, it's almost, it's like.
What's your cholesterol?
Yeah, you love thighs so much.
It's high. I don't worry about cholesterol. We go to Big John.
Well, an expert. Guy's eaten a lot of fried chicken in his life, I bet.
He's eating everything.
I stand by.
Speaking of high cholesterol.
I actually stand by Popeye's greater than KFC in the chicken sandwich, which is also greater than Chick-fil-A.
I think the Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best chicken sandwich on the market for me. I love that pickle, mayo, and chicken combo.
Well, Chick-fil-A's got a pickle.
It's not as good. It's drier. It's not as chunky.
Drier.
It's just a bigger, chunkier piece of chicken. I don't have to tell you.
All right.
Big John, you haven't had it. Have you had it? You had one in here on studio one time. Like
somebody
cold.
Needs Hold to bring on, us some
Which
raisin
one are you
canes.
Talking about? I haven't.
You had
if I
one
had
in
it, it's
studio
been,
when the whole, you know, Führer
it's
was
been
over.
Years. Yeah. And then KFC, can't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want a chicken sandwich, I always get a filet.
Yeah. What's up, Hurricane?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Yeah, I've had it all. I even had Zaxby's, which is too salty. You'll die of salt poisoning. But Chick-fil-A is the best. The sauce is the best. The spicy chicken deluxe sandwich is the best chicken sandwich. The frozen lemonade is outstanding. And the secret winner at Chick-fil-A's is the grilled nuggets. They are fantastic.
EB used to go
I'm so
those.
Sure you're getting those, John. You're not fooling anybody. Are you dipping those in bacon grease?
John, what is your review of Cane's?
My review of Cane's is they're good. They're as good as Popeye's, but they're not as good as Chick-fil-A.
All right. But, opinion.
He's a Chick-fil-A guy.
Yeah. He's a Chick-fil-A guy. You're in the cult.
He'd be what, often one, genius one is misunderstood.
Plug. Yeah.
One little plug, my new Instagram page.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow.
Devastating for him.
I'm sure you could Google it. I'm sure you could find it. Big John. The guy looks like he ate a piano.
You can go vote on the poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You can do that at Junks Radio. When we come back, we'll talk NFL with Sean Syed from Sumer Sports next.